Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We got an interesting Facebook message from Ava yesterday, who says she is struggling to mind her own business when it comes to her best friend living at home at 33.
Okay.
Moose, Breezy, Peaks by Mornings. So she wrote in, it sounds like she didn't mind her own business. And she says, my best friend is 33, still lives with her mom. There's no specific reason. They just are close and her mom and dad like having her home. I just think it's weird. And she needs to grow up and move forward with her life. Whenever we go out to dinner, she's super stingy and cheap. She is always complaining she has no money, yet she lives at home and has a good job. She doesn't pay for rent, as far as I know, and she also doesn't have any student loans. What's even worse, her parents have also done this with her two other siblings. It's like they never want them to leave the house.
Interesting.
I'm getting frustrated as I feel like she just doesn't get it. And I may have blurted something out the other day just out of anger. I told her that her parents are doing her a disservice and she needs to move out. She's 33. And the fact that she still lives at home but constantly complains she is broke is actually quite frightening. And she got super mad and told me I just don't get it and that I'm not a real friend and I should mind my own business. Can someone please help me understand if I was in the wrong for saying anything at all? I think it's something she needed to hear. Thanks for reading my message, guys. Have a good day.
Maybe it's something that you thought she needed to hear, but maybe you might lose a friend.
Well, you know what that may be, but you know, true friends keep it real with one another.
Yeah, but sometimes people are in positions in their life where they're not ready or they're not wanting that, regardless of, you know, how badly they need to hear it.
Well, I think what triggered this is the fact that she keeps going out to dinner with her and she's so stingy and saying, I can't afford it. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's frustrating to have a friend like that because I've had friends like that.
You get really mad.
So much so to the point where we're out to dinner and they're like, can you spot me? I'm like, you already ate your meal and no. So get your... Pull your sleeves up. I guess you're going to do dishes in the back.
I think another important question to ask here.
I'll pay you back when I get paid.
Why are you going out if you have no money? So, listen, this pisses me off. If you're going out to eat with $0 in your pocket, your priorities are screwed up. And then you're depending on somebody else while you're there after you ate to pay for you?
Not even going out to eat. Like going out to eat and grabbing like an $8 appetizer, okay. The drinking, I've gone out to eat with somebody who literally doesn't have a pot to piss in.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'll take shots for the table and we're going to do an appetizer and a main course and a dessert. I'll pay you back when I get paid next Friday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know, my buddy, he doesn't have a pot to piss in. He's ordering food and drinks like he got a bonus. But I think another important question to ask here is, would you date a 30-something-year-old who still chooses to live at home? Now, I was 39 last year living with my parents because, you know.
Very different circumstances.
Well, yeah, I wasn't being babied. I was still very independent. I'm trying to find a home. I moved back. I was with them for about 11 months until I moved out. But it was more of like, you know, they're doing me a favor. They're doing me a solid. They're helping me out. If someone chooses to live at home and absolutely didn't have to, would you still consider dating them?
I don't know. Because it says a lot about their maturity. And listen, I was about to move home. You lived home for nearly a year. Like, there are circumstances and situations that you find yourself in that living at home, you're doing it for a greater purpose. You're doing it to
better
your future, better yourself. And that is completely fine and well. If somebody's living at home and still doesn't have a dime to their name, that's where things get a little hairy.
Yeah.
I dated someone who made a lot of money, like a very good amount of money. They lived on their own. They did all the things, but they never had any money. And I'm like, you make double what I make and I'm fine.
Pay the same amount in rent.
And you can't figure it out? Like, what are we doing here? It always blew my mind. And I think it's such an eye-opening experience to go through, whether it's a friend or a significant other or even yourself, because That just goes to show, if you choose to keep this person around in your life in any capacity, you're going to have money issues with them. Whether it's you going out to eat with your friend and then being like, can you spot me? Or marrying someone who can't pay your electric bill.
Right. Because once you marry that individual, their bills are your bills. And I think, according to going back to our friend Ava here who wrote in, the fact that your friend was triggered over you being honest, it says something here. It hit home for her a little bit. She got upset. And so there's something to be said about that. You maybe have said something to her that maybe somebody else had said to her in the past. I don't know.
Right.
Kimmy is texting in 585-252-9800 if you guys want to weigh in. There's a huge difference between still living at home and being still babied at home.
Yeah.
Most women I know would not entertain dating a guy who's still at home with his parents in their 30s. And also the fact that this girl's friend is still choosing to live at home and also have zero money makes no sense. I do hate people like this.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy by the name of Jason here. I live at home with my parents. I'm 35, and yes, I have a girlfriend. She does not mind. My parents are a little older, so they enjoy having me there to help them and take care of the house when needed. Plus, I get free meals, which is nice. Okay.
There comes a point, though, where, like, you need to figure it out. And I know this world is tough, and I know this economy is horrible, and we can keep going on and on about all of the things. But there are options for people, and if you don't want those options or you're not looking for them or you just don't care enough to find them, that's a you thing. Like, and if people don't want to be around you because of that, then you need to look in the mirror and think to yourself,
Yeah, what are we doing here?
What did we go wrong here?
Maybe it's time to start asking some questions. Mallory is here. She goes, my girlfriend's coworker is freaking out that her oldest son is moving out with his girlfriend. I asked how old he was, thinking he's 21. He's 44. It's tough.
But
Good for him for moving out.
I think it begs the question of at what point is the point of no return? I'm 32, I'm 33, I've lived at home for this long. What's stopping me from moving out? Why would I? I have it made here. I have all my meals for free. My mom does my laundry. I don't have to pay a dime.
Listen,
At what point are you just like,
I was really being taken care of at home. I had the free meals. My mom would wash my sheets. I'm like, okay, this is all very, very nice. But you get to a point where you're like, I'm kind of an adult.
Right.
But for me, it wasn't about those things.
No.
My private privacy in my space, you know how I am with
right.
my space and having my alone time, outweighed right. everything else.
Right.
Lindsay says 100% in this economy, it should not be held against someone if they still live with their parents, but they need to be independent and a responsible person. But no, I would never date them. Okay.
It's exactly. that movie Failure to Launch
yeah.
with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Listen, guys, it's a cold world out there,
Ava,
literally and physically.
Do not feel bad for telling your friend what's up. You spoke your mind, you spoke your truth, and that's okay. They just didn't handle it the way you probably thought they were going to.
It's all in the delivery as well. Can I just say that? Because a lot of people are out here and they're like, I'm real. It's like, no, you're just being mean. You know what I mean? So
I keep it real.
It's like there's a way to keep it real while also being kind and gentle as a human being.
That's very true. I don't know what Ava's delivery was, but we can all assume that it was, you know.
Yeah.
It was in her best intentions. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages on this one this morning. It's PXY.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Okay, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Was anyone else aware of the fact that Monday was divorce day? This was the number one day of the year for breakups or divorce in general.
That's so tough.
The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped.
Which also like quasi surprised me given the fact that Red Tuesday were hot on the heels of that. And that's the Tuesday before Valentine's Day when everyone gets dumped. so their boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't have to buy them a Valentine's Day gift.
Right.
Or celebrate, or, you know, put in any effort whatsoever.
Did this happen to anyone on Monday? 585-252-9800. I need to know how true divorce day really is. It is said that people tend to avoid breakups in November and December to just get through the holidays.
Right.
Or sometimes all that holiday stress, that's what, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Which is why some of you are getting dumped. Don't shoot the messenger. This is what experts are saying. We got a message this morning when we were chatting about this. Somebody wrote in and said, I sat in on a contested divorce trial where the husband found his wife getting Eiffel Towered by two strangers she met at a bar. Then he had to explain to the court what Eiffel Towering is.
That's really tough.
I don't know if you can look it up for us on your work computer.
I'm so good. Thank you, though. not the sabotage.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hi. Good morning. So I'm on my way to work. I'm Joanna, and I am so triggered right now.
Joanna.
Oh, what's going on?
Talk to us. What's up?
Yeah. So I was listening to what you guys are talking about because my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, decided to break up with me, that he wanted to break up with me on Monday.
So you got broken up with on Monday, this past Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, yeah. I guess this is a real thing.
Right, exactly. And we had like an entire trip like already planned to go see his family in Europe. And like, yeah, it was coming up in March. So I guess it's a real thing.
Uh-oh.
Who lives in Europe? His parents?
Well, his like aunt and uncle live in Europe, and I had like already sent him money. And I think what sickens me the most is his decision to spend the holidays with me and then also allow me to plan this trip for an entire 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and like me sending him money and paying him a ton of money. And with all that time, everything all along, he had zero intentions of being with me or going on this trip.
Why the breakup, though? Why? I mean, because you guys were together how long before the breakup?
A year.
One year.
That's tough.
Why did he choose to end things?
So that's the craziest part, is that like he still hasn't given me a concrete reason of like why he wanted to break up.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me his true colors on Monday. Like, we were talking, and I tried to talk to him like an adult and sit him down and get an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was just acting like a child. He had no reason. He couldn't give me an actual reason why he wanted to break up.
He was just like, yeah, ran its course.
Interesting.
I don't understand. You sound like a very nice girl. I don't know the depths of your relationship, but in your mind, everything was going pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, everything was fine. Like, he was reaching so hard. I was like, we're not fighting. We have a great relationship. We respect each other. What's the problem? And at one point, he even quoted, like, to quote him, he was like, well, I'm a Bills fan and you're a Patriots fan, and it makes the relationship hard.
Yeah, that's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, in his defense, he does have a point, Joanna. That does make things tough. Okay.
He like broke up with you the Monday after they lost. So tough.
So sorry to hear about the breakup. How overall you're doing? Okay, or I don't know. It's only day two.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, I am still kind of in shock, but
yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, yeah. And I wish I had an answer.
Yeah. How old are you?
36.
Sorry. Breakups suck. They're never easy. But we wish you the best. I appreciate you calling up to share your story.
Are you
Thank
still
you.
Going to Europe? I would.
I mean, he has my money. So, I mean, I guess I'll visit his aunt and uncle by myself.
Honestly, I would still go. I mean, maybe skip out on visiting his family. But I know people that have been in that same situation and have gone, and it's been a blast.
Yeah.
So,
first things first, Joanna, you need to get that money back.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Have a good one. We're thinking of you.
Sweet girl.
Good times.
These things
good
happen.
Good heart, though. Good family.
Andrea says, I actually broke up with my boyfriend on Monday, but no other reason than he decided it would be a good idea to start an emotional relationship with my cousin behind my back. That's really, yeah, you know, that's a no-no.
Just got to keep it in the family.
No, no. I'm no relationship expert, but that's, you probably shouldn't do that. Tell us a little bit more about Bloody Tuesday.
It's not bloody. It's just red.
Right.
Just Red Tuesday. The day everyone gets their period. No.
Jesus.
It's the day, the Tuesday before Valentine's Day that everyone gets dumped because the people doing the dumping don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day with them, don't want to spend money on them, whether that be a gift, a dinner, all of the things.
Look, if that's the case and that's what you're anxious about, clearly this is not a relationship that's stable. Nobody was ever really invested in this relationship if they're already thinking about breaking up with you because they don't want to spend a dime on you for Valentine's Day. And if you're anxious, that's another thing. You shouldn't be anxious within the relationship.
Right.
Or if, have to worry about, are they going to, are the, is this it?
Well, if your relationship gives you anxiety, it's not for you. I'll say it one more time for the people in the back. If your relationship gives you anxiety, that's not the relationship for you. So experts across the globe say that it could be a natural response to pressure. One feels of underperforming for that holiday or just not being into the relationship as a whole. But if you're scared that you're going to underperform for Valentine's Day and you're like, ah, that's fine, I should just break up with them, you're unwell.
That's right.
Seek a therapist. Like, respectfully, of course, but...
It's like my Italian uncle used to say, you can ride the donkey into the sunset, but are you really going to drink water when you get there?
I don't know, something like that. That doesn't correlate whatsoever.
A lot of relationship talk this morning on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, being single at 32, is it okay? I mean, what choice do you have though, right?
No.
Do you really have a choice?
You're like, is it okay? I'm asking for myself. I think, here's the thing. Over the break, we were all relaxing, we were having fun, we were doing all the things. And I was in, I found myself in Florida, and I woke up, and for anybody who knows me, you know that I am very much so in love with
yourself.
These two girls who have a podcast called Giggly Squad.
Yes.
Hannah Berner,
yes,
who you know and love, and Paige DeSorbo. And I love these girls like they're my best friends, right? And you know, I've gotten to know them over the years. I'm not going to say we're friends, but we've met a handful of times. We follow each other on Instagram. Like, I really, really, really enjoy them and their podcasts and their humor and their friendship. And Paige is a 32-year-old woman, lives in New York, very successful, very independent, doing all the things. She had been dating this guy for 3 years.
Okay.
And she lived in New York. He lived in Charleston, South Carolina. So it was no easy feat because it was a long distance relationship, even though it was a plane ride away. And they're both very well off that they can go on a plane every weekend. So basically, they've been dating. And everyone, because they're both on TV, everyone's, when are you getting married? When are you moving up to New York, or when are you moving down to Charleston, whatever. And it got to the point where I think there was just so much pressure and this idea of like, you need to settle down. Like, you're 32, he's 35. Like, what are we doing here?
Right, right.
And the news broke last Monday that they had broken up.
The news broke.
The news broke. The news broke. And of course, it's taken TikTok by storm, and there's a lot of people that are very invested, although it may be niche to what you think me. There's a lot of girlies and guys who care. But I think it poses the question, and take this story out of it, you know what I mean? Because this is just the catalyst for the discussion of when it comes to being single or going through a breakup at any age. It's hard, right? But when you're in your early 30s, mid 30s, late 30s, there is this enormous amount of pressure from outside opinions and outside sources. And you mentioned something very interesting, Moose, because you're a 40-year-old, you're single, you're living life, you're doing your thing. And when you meet people, what do they say to you?
Mostly it's men. that are like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm like, no, I'm not married. I don't have kids. And their first response is to always slap me up. They're like, keep going, man.
Yeah. Love that for you.
I mean, it just happened this past weekend. My dentist was like, dude, you're single? No kids? Nothing like that? He goes, I know you lived away for a while. You came back. I said, yeah, no, not yet. He had to give me a little pound. He goes, hey, keep at it, man. Keep going. And listen, it's a lot different, as we know, for women because their biological clocks are ticking. It's the first thing they'll say. But I think one of the reasons why it's so hard, too, when you're like this girl, Paige is her name, mm-hmm. when you're in a three-year relationship and you think it's headed in the right direction, nobody wants to start all over again. It's exhausting. It's a lot of work. You've invested a lot of time, money, and energy into that relationship. And the thought of having to start all over is excruciating. Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of people stay in relationships they're not supposed to be in. It's because it's out of comfortability and it's out of convenience.
And I applaud her tenfold because from the sounds of her side of the story and his side of the story, there was no like bashing or, and that was the biggest thing, right? She said herself, like, nothing really went wrong. Like, there's nothing I can sit here and say this smoking gun, this big reveal of like, he did this and this was that. And that is so like the norm these days of someone to come on the internet and be like, they were a narcissist and they were the buzzwords, narcissist, gaslighter, this, that, the other. And like, you thought their relationship looked perfect, but in the behind the scenes, there was all these skeletons in the closet. And she's like, it wasn't anything like that. It was just, I wasn't ready. And I have a career that I'm really working very hard on. And there's people that are like, you, Paige, you need to settle down. You need to do this.
Why though? Why does she need to do any of those things?
Because it's time to pack it in. She's 32. Her biological clock is ticking. And I applaud her for speaking up on that because there are so many women that are in that position that think those things about themselves because that's what people project onto them. Like,
well, exactly.
What are you going to do? You're going to be old and shriveled up soon and nobody's going to want you and your expiration date is coming. And it's like, I don't care if you're 32 or 52. If you're not in something that's right for you, you shouldn't be there. Life is too short to be in this situation where it's like, meh, it's
yeah.
okay.
Why are we adding to the divorce rate that's already like 60%?
Right.
It's like jumping out of a plane. Well, there's a 50-50 shot that the parachute's going to open. Oh, yeah. Okay, count me in. What are we doing?
And she said to the audience, she basically was like, you know, it's sad and it's hard because there wasn't this big grand reveal. And I think those breakups are the hardest because it's not like there was a reason. Because it was comfortable and it was fun and I did love him. Something wasn't right.
Right. It's very difficult when your relationship is in the public eye.
Right.
It makes things a lot more complicated. But there are people, believe it or not, who are in their 40s and 50s and they are single and they're happy.
Right.
I've been on dates in the past where I can't stand how many people are like, they look at me like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like it's a red flag if you're not married with kids. And I'm like, why?
But it's also a choice. Like, I think that people tend to forget that. You make a choice every single day to either work on yourself, be alone, actively look for someone, you know, manifest something to come towards you. Like, I don't know. And it's hard to be surrounded by all of my friends. I mean, obviously we know this. All of my friends got married these last 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We know with all the bridesmaids' dresses in my closet. And they're all on the same trajectory. And like, I've never been on that wave.
Yeah, no.
Like, I've always dated people, for sure,
Yeah, I think that was always triggering for me, is the thought that, you know, if you don't have this list checked off by this certain age, then there's something wrong with you. And I never understood that, because those were the people that I noticed were the unhappiest. It's because they were doing it because they felt like they had to.
Right, because you sit back.
Gianna's texting in and she just says, good morning, guys. Thank you for bringing this up. I'm actually 39 years old. I'm single and I'm fabulous and I'm happy.
Yeah. When you sit back after the checklist is complete and you've done all those things because either you were told you need to, society told you, or that's what was ensued in your own brain from a young age, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Now what?
Sometimes being alone is an easier option because relationships are tough and they distract you from working on yourself when sometimes all you need to do is work on yourself.
Yeah. So I applaud her for taking that step for herself, speaking on it, like not just doing that for herself, but speaking on it because it resonates with a lot of people, men, women, young, old. If it's not right and you're not into it, see ya.
Seal it. See ya.
Deuces.
Thanks for bringing this up, though. I appreciate it. I know a lot of people listening do, too, because a lot of us are in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know, we're all thinking the same thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 90.